our English translations. All right. I'm going to do it from our pulpit Bible here that that we worked on renovating, just as we have renovated so much else here in the sanctuary. Just turn here. All right, Acts chapter 2. Listen now for God's word. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at the sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing up with the other 11, raised his voice and addressed them, saying, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" And Peter goes on from there, and he continues to preach about Jesus. And we hear that 3,000 people are baptized and come to faith and join with the disciples and Jesus' other followers. My friends, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Sitting here and listening to you guys read scripture in those various languages, God has put it on my heart to preach a sermon other than the one that I prepared this morning. So bear with me as I make this all up on the spot this morning, okay? All right. The story of Pentecost, in a lot of ways, is seen and understood as sort of an undoing of another story in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, in the chapter 11 of the book of Genesis, we hear about the story of the Tower of Babel, right? And what happens in the story of the Tower of Babel is that God's people, whom God has put into this world for specific purposes, to be God's image bearers in creation, right, to represent God and to help God do God's good work in creation, they get together in one place and they endeavor in a different project, one that God is not super excited about, right? God has put humanity on earth and he wants them to do their work of being good neighbors to one another, loving each other and caring for this world. And instead, their project is they want to build this tower so that they can get up to heaven. You know, they want to reach God. So they try to build this tower there in Babylon, you know, and they're going to try and reach God that way. And God says, no, that's not what it's all about. And God has to frustrate their situation to force them to spread back out and to do the work that God always wanted them to do, which was to be all over the face of the earth, being God's image bearers, right? And what does it mean to image God? Well, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is this God that's in this perfect community, a community of love and care and fellowship and encouragement. And God wants humans to do that as well and to live richly in this world. So God spreads humanity all over the face of the earth, and God gives them different languages so that they can't get together in one place and do these, you know, idolatrous projects of trying to get up to heaven. And so this is the story in the Old Testament that tells us the origin of all of our various cultures and languages and things like that, right? And that's chapter 11 of the book of Genesis. Chapter 12 is where God starts his relationship with Abraham and Sarah. And God's relationship with Abraham and Sarah is God's project of trying to reclaim and to gather back in these fallen and broken and spread out people. God is going to work through Abraham and Sarah to eventually bring blessings to all people in the world. And this is the nature of how God goes about doing that, is through a people, you know, through Abraham and Sarah and their family. And we understand that Jesus eventually becomes the heir of that promise to Abraham and Sarah. And Jesus' followers, the disciples, they receive that calling, that mission from God to be a blessing, right? To help God redeem the people that God had to spread out all over the face of the earth and confuse their languages, right? And so at Pentecost, we see God addressing this issue, right? That God gives to the disciples the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit enables them to share the good news about Jesus to everybody, no matter what their language is, right? Before Pentecost and before Jesus comes about, God's people, the family of Abraham and Sarah, end up in every nation in the world. The Jewish people had been living together in Israel, and then some things happened that spread them out from the promised land. The Assyrians came in and conquered all of the world, and the Assyrians took the Jewish people and spread them all out over their kingdom. And then the Babylonian nation rose up and they conquered the whole world. And the Babylonians took the Jewish people and further spread them out across the world. And so you had God's people, people who had a knowledge of God and who had these stories going back to creation and back to Abraham and Sarah. They had a sense of God's promises and that God was a good God, a loving God. God called people to be image bearers of God in this world. And they knew every language. And they lived in every part of the world. And here in Jerusalem, we're told that people from all over the world and every language are living together in Jerusalem. And God wants to reach people, right? God wants to reach people with the good news of God's forgiveness and God's love. And so God enables the church to reach people, right? The Holy Spirit comes into the disciples' lives and it enables them to reach people in amazing ways, right? This morning, we had our readers stand up here and read the gospel message, the message of Pentecost, in all of these various languages that come from all of these different places in our world. And I hope you all were affected by that, as I was, to realize how amazing God's power is, right? God's drive and God's desire to reach people is so powerful that God is not happy, God is not satisfied to let anyone go without hearing the good news. There's a population of people that speak this language, then God is gonna motivate some Christian missionaries and disciples to go to that place, to take the Bible with them, to learn those people's language, to translate the Bible into that language so that they can learn about God's love and God's acceptance and God's forgiveness and the new life that God gives us through Jesus Christ. And sitting over there and listening to you guys share the gospel message in those various and different languages, God put it on my heart about the amazing nature of this work that God has done and is doing in this world, that God is continuing to inspire the good news of the gospel to get out there into the world and to reach people and to touch people's lives and to change their lives, to make an impact in their lives, right? Some of us are those who have experienced that. We have experienced God touching us in our hearts and touching our lives and bringing us transformation. And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is that John Tyndale and others translated the Bible into English for us, so that we would be those, as young children or as adults or as older adults, would be able to hear and to receive the message of the gospel, that God loves us, that nothing can stand in the way of God's love for us, that nothing can ever shake us out of God's loving and caring hands. What a powerful and amazing thing that is, that God's word has reached us, and that God is the kind of God who isn't satisfied to leave us unreached, right? That God will inspire and motivate God's missionaries and God's disciples and God's servants in this world to find ways to reach us. And I was sitting there listening, and I was thinking about how God has inspired servants to take the Bible and to translate it into all of these various languages so that it would get out into the world and reach us, right? And I was thinking about our ministry as the church here, the Blauenberg Reformed Church, and our desire to go out and to let people know about God's love and about God's care and about the message of forgiveness and about what we have experienced about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit in our lives. We've been talking about evangelism for the last, you know, few weeks and months here at the Blauenberg Reformed Church. And how often has it been the case that when we've thought about evangelism, that we've sort of sat back and we've thought, it's impossible. It's impossible. I can't do it. How in the world am I going to reach someone with the message of Jesus Christ? It's so hard. It's so, people are out there and I don't know what words I'll say, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, and how could God ever use me to do it? And we're talking about sharing the gospel in English. You know, we're talking about sharing the gospel with people who speak the same language that we do, right? So friends, if God can reach all of the people living in Jerusalem who speak all of those different languages, if God can inspire the disciples and give them the power and the gifts that they need to reach them, if God has spread God's word across this planet in every language that exists on the face of this earth already, then so can God inspire in us the gifts that we need to reach our friends, our family members, our neighbors, in English. So dear God, our prayer this morning is that you would inspire within us the words, the gifts, the power, all that we stand in need of, that we, like Peter and the apostles, that we, like so many missionaries before us, that we, like so many servants of yours, might find the ways with your help, with your guidance, by your grace, by your power, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to share the good news, to let people know that you love them, that you care for them, that you are a God of mercy and forgiveness, and that you are a God who has for us hope, hope for an eternal life in your love and in your care. All of this we pray, O God. Amen.